Pro-migration NGOs claim border walls as bad as Brexit. By Chris Tomlinson on February 14, 2023. NGOs working along the Balkan migrant route have rejected proposals to build border walls to stop illegal migration flows, likening walls and barriers to Brexit. Gianfranco Schiavoni, president of ICS, the Italian Solidarity Consortium, an NGO operating out of the city of Trieste, slammed the idea of border fences, saying closing border is self-harming for Europe, a continent that can live only if it maintains open relations with the rest of the world. Schiavoni went on to add, economic development over the past 30 years has been based on the end of borders. It is sufficient to see what is happening with Brexit. The European Union-funded website InfoMigrants reports. Silvia Mariona, the NGO Ipsia Acla, which also works on the Balkan route, added, the attempt to block arrivals by reinforcing borders, water or land ones, has been done for years but it is not working. We have a wall between Serbia and Hungary since 2015. Yet it continues to be one of the principal routes of migrants' inflows. Last year, the number of migrants crossing the Balkan route increased by 136%, with around 145,000 illegal migrant crossings recorded. According to Marione, walls and barriers will just make it more likely people smugglers will choose more dangerous points to cross, such as rivers. The NGO's statements come in response to a recent European Union meeting last week on the subject of illegal immigration, in which several countries called for more resources for border barriers and walls along the external borders of the bloc. Austria's Chancellor Karl Nehammer was one of the leaders calling for more border control and stated, "We need the money for it, no matter if you call it a fence or border infrastructure. Bulgaria needs help when it comes to border surveillance and personnel. With technical equipment, every fence is only as good as there is effective surveillance." Countries across the European Union have agreed to tackle the issue of illegal immigration, with some suggesting limiting visas to countries that do not take back their nationals after they have been deported. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.